Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your listener experience dark minisode for this week. And of course, Happy New Year! That is, of course, unless you're a Patreon and you're getting this on Monday, in which case it's not yet New Year, and therefore I hope you have an excellent New Year's Eve. This is a very weird episode and hopefully the only one that will ever fall in this weird juxtaposition. But whatever side of 2025 you're listening to this episode on, I hope you had, or are going to have, a wonderful New Year. Anyway, let's get that out of the way so we can move on to why we're all here, to listen to one of our listeners' experiences. And please never forget that if you have your own true paranormal experience that you wish to share with the show, email us directly at contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And whereas we used to be rather strict on the length of your experience, it's kind of gone out the window now. And by that I mean if your experience is only a paragraph, we still want to receive it, because the length of your experience should in no way be a determining factor on how authentic someone else believes it to be. We receive a lot of submissions every week, and within those submissions, some of them may be 10 or 12 pages in length. And although we read everything that comes through within our small team that we have, and we all have our own version of authenticators, if you will, or something which adds to us validity to a claim that this is a real experience, one red flag that we all agree on is if something comes in that's very long, contains very flowery, unneeded language, and the paranormal events described within are arguably not paranormal, despite how terrified they claim to be at the time of the event taking place, then that will simply not be read out on any of our shows. By comparison, we could receive an email which is literally a paragraph in length, and we have, and we've all agreed this is bone-chilling. And they're often left, of course, for our Dark Bites Patreon episodes, where we can combine lots of smaller stories to make up a 30-minute show. I've mentioned before I've had real-life experience of this after going to watch The Exorcist, the latest one, and then getting the cab home, which was 5 minutes, and the cab driver told us a ghost story which was about maybe 2 minutes in length, and it was much more terrifying than the 2.5 hours or however long the film was. So regardless of the length of your paranormal experience, email it across to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And of course, if you'd like to become one of our Patreon team members, just head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But right now, let's jump into our minisode for this week. And once more, we are warned of the dangers of divination. Hi, Kev. I know everyone says this, but I appreciate the platform you've created for those of us interested in the paranormal. There truly is nothing like it. I would like to remain anonymous, as my story involves others who are not as supportive of me sharing my experiences. I have felt sensitive to the paranormal for as long as I can remember. I am neurodivergent, and as others have said, I do believe it's made me more aware of the paranormal happenings around me compared to my neurotypical family members. My experiences have happened over the course of my lifetime of 30 years. I was born and raised in rural Ohio, in a small farm town where everyone knows you. It has its pros and cons, that's for sure. My first memory with the paranormal is from when I was around 6. My babysitter and I had separate rooms, and I'd woken up to use the restroom. My room was down the hall from the bathroom, which was directly across from my sister's room. When I was done, I had this awful feeling in my stomach that something was wrong. Something told me to check on my sister, who at the time was under 6 months old. Her bedroom door was slightly open, so I opened it a bit further to peek in. And to my horror, I see this black mass, human-like silhouette leaning over her crib. The only way I can describe it now as an adult is like one of the Dementors from Harry Potter, from how it moved to its size. I froze and could not move nor make a sound. The only saving grace was my dog had woken up and walked in the room behind me, hitting the door in the process and knocking it against the wall. The black mass turned as if to look at me, and then vanished into thin air. I ran over to check on my sister, who was soundly sleeping in her crib. The next day I told my parents, who told me it was just a bad dream. I learned early on to keep these occurrences to myself. When I was 9, we moved out of that house and into my grandmother's home that my parents had bought from her. Unfortunately, later that year, my parents had a nasty divorce, and my dad moved back to our previous house, the house where that Dementor creature was. For the remainder of my story, my dad's house will be called the Dementor House. And when talking about my mum's house, I'm referring to the house they bought from my grandma. I hope that makes sense. Fast forward, and my mum's remarried. I'm now 11, and we had family over on a Friday night. I was watching all my older cousins and parents play a game in the middle of the room. I now know it was the Ouija board. The only thing I remember from that night is that my older cousins were antagonizing and egging on who or whatever was answering them from beyond the board. Nothing crazy happened that night, but the energy in my mum's home changed forever. My mum and stepdad were all into ghost hunting, if you will. They'd go to these creepy haunted places all over the state and surrounding areas, investigating to see what they could find. Then odd happenings started occurring at my mum's house. But we would always clock it up to being an old house. Fast forward again, and I'm now 14. I'm going to hang out at a friend's house whilst on spring break. When I arrive at my friend's house, her mum says they were all in the basement playing games and having snacks. So I grabbed myself a drink from the fridge and made my way to the basement door. As soon as I touched the door, I had that same sinking slash sickening feeling come over me. The same one I had all those years ago when I was 6, and that black mass was over my sister's crib. But I ignored it and pushed on downstairs. All the lights were off, except for one at the very bottom of the basement stairs. It was just enough light to see coming down the stairs and to light up the basement slightly. One of my friends yelled, "Hey, we're down here, come join us." When I reached the bottom of the stairs, my heart sank. The game they were playing was a Ouija board. Clearly, my face said it all because one of my friends said, "Are you afraid of a little game?" With the other two laughing along with her. I told them I've seen my family members play this before and weird stuff has happened in my mum's home ever since. I told them I didn't want any part of it and I'd sit against the wall in the recliner until they were done. They shrugged me off and continued asking questions. "Is there anyone there? Show us you're here. Pick on any of us just to show us we didn't waste our money on this stupid board." The planchette moved to yes. One of the girls, we'll call her Amy, jumped back, stating that it wasn't her moving it. One of the other girls, Sarah, said, "Well, it wasn't me." Amber, whose house we were at, said it wasn't her either, but said she wanted to continue. She asked who was there, and the planchette spelt out the name Sam. They all hesitated, and Amy asked if Sam was a boy or a girl. The planchette didn't move. Sarah asked if Sam was alive within the last 50 years. The planchette shot to no. She asked the last 100 years. It stayed on no. She said the last 200 years. It shot to yes. Amber said maybe it was one of her late relatives, but wasn't sure. I then told them to cut it out and they were getting in over their heads, which was met with an annoyed gaze from all of them, telling me to be quiet. Then they asked Sam if it could pull someone's hair or move something in the room. The planchette shot to yes. Let's take a quick break in proceedings to talk to you about somebody I've mentioned to you many times before, and that's Acorns. A new year, of course, brings new resolutions. Now, if my body could take itself to the gym, I would be sorted, but it can't do that. However, in regards to your financial situation, Acorns allows you to do that. Not take you to the gym, of course. But if in 2025, giving your money the best chance to grow is one of your resolutions, then choosing Acorns as an investment app is one of the smartest moves you'll make, in my opinion. Acorns will do the taking you to the gym, so to speak. You can set up an automatic withdrawal from your account to your Acorns account. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns allows you to invest with the spare money you have right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. We are so proud to be once again sponsored by Acorns for this episode because Acorns make it so easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. I love working with Acorns because they take things like investments, which we all believe are for other people, and they simplify them and give you all the support you need. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal. Let's have a quick break to ask you a personal question. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare. You would not believe the amount of things that can mess with our hormones. Even nature likes to put us through hormonal changes, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you're meant to suffer through it. And the good news is, you don't have to suffer through it anymore because we now have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony sells every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their over 30,000 plus reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They all screamed and asked, "Who?" Now, when I say you could feel the heaviness of that room, I mean it was like a soaking wet towel was laid over you. At this point, I'd had it. I told them I was leaving, and I told them to call me when they were done. The planchette spelt out H-E-R. Amber said, "Her? Her who?" As I reached the banister for the stairs, I felt every hair on my body stand up. It was like I walked into an electric current. At that moment, I froze. I told my friends something was on me, and in the breath it took me to say that, something grabbed my ponytail and started to forcibly and slowly pull me backwards to the ground. My feet felt like they were in cement. I started to scream as I was bent so far backwards my head was almost touching the back of my knees. Amy and Sarah screamed and ran over, sort of tackling me to the ground. And when they did so, the electric current I was feeling and the pull on my hair went. Through my tears, I told them this was not something to mess with and I left. I never went back to that house again. But that didn't matter, because the paranormal found me. My room at my mum's house was at the end of the hall at the top of the stairs. So when laying in bed, I could look down the hall to the top of the stairs and the door for the stairs. Now this house is around 150 years old. And our door at the top of the stairs is held open with an old heavy paperweight. And I mean heavy. Not something you could just scoot with your foot or easily pick up. One night, I'm having trouble falling asleep, so I turned on my TV. It was an older TV, but I'd never had any issues with it. It didn't have a remote control, so I had to get up to turn it on, change channels, etc. As soon as I got back into bed from turning it on, it turned back off. I thought, did I not hit the button all the way in? Was there a power surge? I got back out of bed and I turned it back on. This time I turned to walk back to bed and again, it shut off. Now I know I hit that button because the picture came up on the screen. I turned around and put it back on and got into bed. And the volume shot up full blast. A cold wind rushed by me and I screamed. The door to the stairs, which was securely open, slammed shut with force. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. My mum and stepdad rushed in and asked what happened and why the TV was so loud. I tried to explain, but couldn't find the words. Fortunately for me, having two parents who now believe the paranormal, they knew it wasn't me who did this, and they told the entity to leave me alone. My last encounter I'll share for now was also at my mum's house. I normally wake up first to get ready for school, then my mum, followed by my sister and my stepdad. This particular morning, we all slept in due to a snow day. I woke up about 8, went downstairs to have breakfast and start my day. I turned the corner for the kitchen, and I felt like the wind was knocked out of me. Every, and I mean every, cabinet, door, drawer was opened all the way. There were 2 cups upside down on the counter. They were glass and old. If they would have fallen, they would have shattered from that height. The next thing I noticed, the silverware we have in the drawer was all turned the opposite direction from how we would normally have it. My parents came down as I was still frozen taking it all in. My mum asked why in the world I was up several hours ago making so much noise. She said it sounded like I was slamming cabinets and doors for 30 minutes. I told her I just got up for the first time right now. Then they saw the kitchen and realised it wasn't me. I later found out that my stepdad had refused protection when they would go on these ghost hunts. He would try to aggravate the entities wherever they were and dare them to follow him home. And I truly believe this is when all of this started and why it started. They no longer ghost hunt, and they have since had the house cleansed and blessed. But that's a whole separate story for another time. Thanks again, Kevin. Anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous, for such an amazing tale for our listener minisode for this week. And when you do say that's a tale for another time, we'd all love to know that tale. So please do, if you can, find the time to send that on to us too at contact@thedarkparanormal.com. Divination of any sort is always strange and mysterious. We've proven scientifically Ouija board use comes from us. It's our small, subconscious movements that are making that planchette move around. But for me, that's the exact point. Our subconscious is doing it, something we're not in control of. And I believe there's a chance that something else may take control of that steering wheel when we basically sit there and say, if anyone wishes to take control, please do. Something to think on. But I'll see you next time for our next Dark Minisode. Until then, stay safe and take care.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.